Good morning. It's 8 a.m. Straight up. Yeah, I started from 7:15. Anyway, 8 o'clock, straight up. What is it? It's Wednesday, July the 14th, 2021. I've got to put my newsletter for tomorrow. That's on my calendar for today. I have to finish putting together the updated covers for the audiobook version of Ravenwood, because I have an audiobook version of Ravenwood. Those of you who are interested in books, audiobooks that are not on Audible, since these books are not Podium, they will be on Audible. I got delayed this morning because of one of those wonderful, hey, you're really great, I love the work you're doing, and I think you'd be a perfect fit to join our community. And, oh, by the way, we can help you monetize your podcast. Because we think you'd be one of the foremost speakers on news and politics. Yeah, I got that yesterday. Apparently there's a new, quote, community, unquote. That is branded as wisdom. And the degree to which they exhibit their lack of wisdom. That makes it really stand out. So anyway, I got the invite yesterday. And usually I just like, you know, call them spam. Let Gmail flag their sender as spammer. And call it good. They're most frequently people who want to contribute to one or more of my blogs. And clearly I have no idea what my blogs are, other than the URL. So anyway, I wrote back to John. I said, wow, I'm really confused. What makes you think I would be a good fit for news and politics? And sure enough, this morning I got up to a canned response with copy-paste frequently asked a question that didn't answer the question that I asked, which was, why do you think I would be a good fit? But just reiterated the assertion that I would be a good fit. And as one of the early adopters, I would be one of the top mentors on wisdom. So I wrote back to him and I said, okay, here's the problem. You keep making this assertion. And every time you make this assertion, it undermines your case. Because you clearly have no idea what my podcast is about. I have no idea about what I might be an expert in. Because it sure as hell isn't even possible. I don't expect to hear from them again. There are very few of these people who take kindly to being corrected, which is why I generally don't So yeah, I got delayed by about 15 minutes. I got this one. What am I next to? I really think of myself as an expert in writing. I have some knowledge of the mechanics of podcasting and the variety of ways that podcasting can be used, along with like newsletters. Basically, they're tacticals. They're tactical tools that serves a larger strategy. And the difficulty I have is that a lot of people are treating newsletters and podcasts as the strategy. I want to make a living from my podcast. Okay, that's great. But what's your strategy? Daily stuff, and again, because all you can imagine is the daily stuff. And I have to confess that I don't always read his daily missives, but I read them more often than not because they're short. And they're kind of like a quick meditation on some idea. This morning's was about it's about the thinking that you have when you realize you've dodged a bullet. Something terrible has happened and you survived. And the way that changes how you see what you do every day. Or not. Good morning. At this point, to one degree or another, we've all had that experience over the last year and a half. Some of us are still having it. Tied up to two, which is the best good. And momento mori, which is remember, basically remember you're going to die eventually. So, if you don't wake up tomorrow, what will you be happy that you did today? Which is an interesting twist on an idea that I had a while back with 9/11. Which was that we often go through life thinking, yeah, okay, I can live with that. And it's sort of a coping mechanism for, yeah, that bugs me, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I started thinking about it in terms of, I could die with that. Come on up, Monica, ready to stay with me? Just this idea of Oma Demore. Where you think, okay, yeah, I won't be regretting this in my last moments. Assuming I have any. So anyway, back to the Daily Stoic and it's the idea of strategies and tactics. This strategy, his mission is to be calm. One of the Stoic teachers of this era, if not the Stoic teacher of this era. Now, I don't know if he thinks of it in quite those absolutist terms, but it's clear that he's positioning himself to be, if not the, at least one of the, torchbearers for Stoicism in the 21st century. The modern day Marcus Aurelius. And he does it using a variety of tactics. He has his daily newsletter. He also has a paid newsletter that has custom content in it, more in depth. Which helped him finance his newsletter. But he also has workshops. Help finance everything. He has a TikTok channel. A very short three things. I guess he does it every day. He recaps it on the weekend. So on the weekend I get the best video of the week or the best meme of the week or the best post of the week or a whole bunch of these different channels where he puts his content out into the wild. And they all point back to his paid newsletter, which serves as his website, I guess is more accurate, which serves as the hub where he dishes up all of his wisdom. So I have to hand it to this guy, the Daily Stoic. Because he's doing a lot of things that make a lot of sense. That I think make a lot of sense. Overall strategy, this tactical stance is one of diverse channel. So he's picking up people from various channels and focusing them back to his website, to his newsletter, to his paid newsletter, to his workshop. Decision to put his paid content as purely digital products, as newsletters, as online courses, as videos, as future as a dream. So he's collecting all of these various streams. Smith used to call a river of nickels. And he's merging all those individual streams into a stream of dollars. Operationalizing all of those things is a challenge. This is what I was thinking about. What am I an expert in? If I were going to be an expert, and I don't think I would be writing. I think it would be marketing. Nine gates this morning. I looked up how to play Mahjong last night while I was cooking dinner. Watch a couple of videos. It's not particularly difficult. through the thin clouds. It's not exactly turned up to broil at the moment, but it's pretty warm. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with anyone at all, I'll talk to you then.